Women's Power to Heal Mother Earth. This is Maya Tiwari. In this session today, I would like to talk about happiness, the goal of every human person. Happiness is a desire. Happiness goes beyond desire, in that we can control it only through the mind. Like desire, happiness also has inherent patterns of impressions that have been retained in our mind from our experiences of the past and the long distant passes. We all have a need for happiness. Perhaps it is not found so easily because we forget that happiness depends on an inner calm, a sense of being, a divine sense of self. In this world today, when we are surrounded by darkness and untoward deeds and people who are lost, it may be difficult for us to see and find our way to that place within where happiness forever resides. I want to share with you a piece from a saint, a living saint, Swami Vidyatmanandaji, who is a senior colleague to me and a friend. He said, "We all have the capacity to enjoy anything, but we have to learn to make ourselves happy. When I feel I make someone else happy, I feel comforted, I feel happy. And so the extent there is sharing in our mind." So what he's saying is that the extent to which we are happy resides in the mind, our perspectives, our attitudes, the things we hold in value. It is the mind which is the cause of my happiness and the cause of my unhappiness. Therefore, my mind becomes the most important thing to me. So we have to progressively develop a happy mind. And the way to do this, he says, is by invoking kindness within us, to seek out that emotional maturity we need to develop in order to be happy. The attitudes and perspectives are what make us large-hearted, accommodating, and friendly. This is a foremost desire that we should inculcate in our daily life, and in so doing, we shape the mind. We condition our heart. It is true that a kind, generous, and forgiving person is also an emotionally mature person, and that is what we are in the true sense. So let us pursue the values that help us to strengthen our inner happiness. It is also true that happiness is an innate nature. And it's not that it's not something we can't control or can control, because that nature is illimitable, it's immutable. As I sit here under a white umbrella in a white room, with the white light of the afternoon sun coming through the windows, the early spring breeze fluctuates with light, or light fluctuates with the wind. I understand how imperative it is to find a refuge of peace, if only for a short while every day. That sense of quiet when the heart is in good rhythm with Mother Nature, the sense of ease that comes from the release from all the darkness, dark forces, and the conditions in which our lives and world is at present inundated. So happiness really is just allowing. It is allowing the self to be within the self. It is allowing and cherish that moment when we can reach that arduous terrain that is sometimes so simple and so easy to access. But in times when it is not easy to access that inner self, we must have a sankalpa, an intent, to want to be in that quiet space, that reverent, sanctified, glorious, wondrous space that each one of us possesses, regardless of the challenges. Sometimes all it takes is to slow the heartbeat and to sit with it and to look at the wondrous sky and beautiful nature, the daffodils coming out from the earth, each being a micro sun unto itself, the crocuses coming out beautifully lavender, purple, and fresh from the density of a bare and barren earth, so much that is priceless arises, and so too from the murk and dark and dank existence that can surround us, we too can sprout through that density and hold our faces up to the light. In this way, we need to understand the word desire. We often feel that we can control our desires, but in fact, desires too depends on the disposition of our mind and the particular samskaras that we carry within us. These are inherent patterns of impressions that are held within our mental sphere. For example, when we are hungry, we eat. When we are tired, we sleep. When we are sad, we weep. And when we are happy, we laugh. We can also have the intent in our mind to host the desire for moksha, that is a release from the cycles of births and deaths, that is a release that puts us into the immutable pure consciousness. This desire for moksha does not develop in everyone. It is an intense desire for liberation from the shackles of human life or any life. It arises in the minds of the human person. It is a pure desire, free from the impulses and doubts, raga dvesha, likes and dislikes. What is the nature of desire arising in the mind that has become pure? Swami Vidyatmanandaji asks. The desire for knowledge arises in a pure mind, what we call sattvika mind. And only when that desire for knowledge or freedom becomes the sole desire in that individual, can he or she set out to attain it. But what does desire have to do with happiness? The insight that it is freedom we are seeking every moment must be known. Behind every desire is the desire to be free. It is the desire to be in the light. It is the desire to be in the knowing. It is the desire to reclaim the innocence of life. It is the desire to simply be. And that too is the succinct definition for happiness. Peace be your journey, and thank you for listening.